This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Welcome back to Tips for Teens and Everything in Between. My name is Jovi and I'm your host for today, and I'm with our other co-host, Boaz.
What's good?
We're changing things up again. So we had been talking about CVs last week, and this week we're talking about tips and tricks for your exams, because we know you guys are going to be studying hard for your exams this end of the year.
You better be.
We're making sure you better be. And so we're going to go right into it, though. But hey, actually, real quick, how many exams do you have coming up this term?
I have one.
You only have one?
Yeah.
External exam?
Yeah, one external.
Is it like you willingly choosing only to do one, or you're just like...
I mean, I don't really need English or any other sciences.
I'm so you're just not attending those ones?
Nah. I mean, I didn't take those subjects, so...
Oh, all right, true.
Yeah, so I'm taking stats. That's that's my external.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, lucky you. I've got four.
Now, what are you taking?
Okay, so we got social studies, history, English, and digital media studies exam, digital.
Far out.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll get right into it. We're both answering the questions, but I'm asking them because I've got the thing here.
Yeah.
Both answering. Okay, so first question. What do you need to have prepared for the exam?
Can you elaborate on that question?
Like, what do I need to have with me, like, in terms of, like, preparing? Like, should I spend the first, like, the day before doing, like, heaps of prep, you know?
You should have the, I don't know, you should have had prepared for the past, I don't know, weeks at least, surely.
The easiest reply here is that you should have been studying.
Yeah.
Okay, if you didn't study before your exam, you're not prepared. Is there anything else, though, that you can think of that you would need to have prepared for before, like, the... before you head into the exam?
I don't know, just get into a good mental state, you know. Don't be worried about it, you know,
because you don't want to be like the one that's like got a terrible sleeping schedule and you've got like a morning exam and you're like,
exactly,
oh my gosh, I missed
fix
it.
Fix your sleep schedule.
Yeah,
that's
fix
a good
the
one.
Sleep schedule, that's a good one, because especially with those people that procrastinate, and a lot of people that will like stay up late studying. Okay. Sorry, do you have any other answers?
What do I need prepared for the exam? Your pen.
We're not answering the question.
Water bottle. Nah.
I mean, like, we're still answering prior.
Okay.
Just in case, because I want us to cover everything, you know.
All right. Well, you need a study. What else do you need prepared? I don't know. Do you reckon you can answer that one,
JB? I was going to say that you should make sure that you're, like, fully prepared mentally for it, because, like, don't have, like, you shouldn't be one that's like, oh, I don't want to go to my exam.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be like, okay, let's just get this done, you know? Like, get it done. Remember everything, you know?
Yeah.
That mentality is you know?
For sure.
Okay, sorry, next question. What do you have prepared, what should you have prepared on the day of the exam?
Water bottle, pen, calculator if you need it.
Yes.
What else? I know, extra pens.
Yeah, extra pens.
Yeah, that one's important,
I was going to say, I don't know if all schools do this, but my school, you have to have the valuable properties, like bag or whatever, so you put like your phone and then it's got your details on it, and you put it under your chair.
Oh, yeah.
So that avoids it being stolen from your bag.
Yeah. We get told, like, not even to bring, like, valuable stuff into it. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, stuff like, I don't know, a watch that you can, you know, look at answers through. I don't know, like smartwatches and stuff, your phone in your bag, you know?
Yeah, true.
Any
other things? I feel like sometimes some people need, like, that pre-snack. You know?
Pre-snack, yeah.
Pre-snack is good, especially just because it's good for your brain.
I mean, exams are 3 hours, so you kind of need it.
True.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nah.
Do you guys have to wear your uniform when you're doing your exam?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so for those people that do have uniforms, maybe you should also have that, because you can't go into your exam without it. The NSN number and, like, your little sheet. That is important.
Yeah.
Imagine if we hadn't touched on that and people forgot that.
Straight up. And student ID.
Yes, that too, if necessary. I don't think I need, like, for our school, we don't need student ID.
Yeah.
Do you?
I think we get told to, but I don't think it matters.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know what, I think it's an admission slip or something, and it says what papers you have and when your exams are. and also your NSN number.
Yeah.
Don't lose that one either, because that's pretty important.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go into your exam without it. Yeah. So
there's some people, like, who forget to bring it or lose it, and they just start freaking out, you know.
And they have to get, like, printed out beforehand. And it's just stressful. Don't create that kind of stress for yourself.
And also, if you're in a school that, like, I don't know, keeps standards, you know, what is it? Make sure that you're, you know, properly dressed, I don't know, you know, shave, I don't know, because my school, you know, Hamilton Boys High School, if you're rocking up with a beard or long hair, they're not going to let you in.
Boys High is so ruthless, to be honest.
It's crazy, bro.
Keeping up that image, eh?
Yeah.
That was a pretty good answer, actually, I'd say.
Yeah.
What else is there that you may have prepared on the day? You said water bottle.
Yeah. Clear water bottle.
Yeah. Make sure it's clear. Anything else?
Nah, I think that's about it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, one thing I wanted to say is ruler, because, like, for, like, maths and stuff, you want to have straight lines for your graphs or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
I don't take math anymore, so I don't really think I can say anything on this, but I forgot my ruler for my level one test, and I regretted it, man.
Oh, man.
Or, like, a protractor. Those are just weird things that you should bring your entire pencil case, guys, and a clear bag.
May as well, you know. Then there's no regrets afterwards.
That'll be the new trend for pencil cases. what do the NZQA standards look like?
Well, you get, depending on how many standards you get.
Yeah, exactly. How many papers you're doing.
So you're going to obviously expect how many papers that you are going to do.
In that one exam.
Yeah, in that one exam.
You're not doing them all in one go.
That'd be really scary. That would be crazy.
that was pretty good synchronization there.
Hold up. Okay, so, so you're going to be having those standards, and what else is going to be in front of you? I don't know.
What does it look like, though? What is the NZQA standard? Because, like, when I think of it, I think of you're on your one desk that is designated to you with your paper. Like, this is Mr. Mitchell, our NCA teacher dude.
Yeah.
He says, it's your desk, okay?
Yeah.
And you don't want to be doing someone else's exams.
Yeah.
And you don't want someone else doing your exams. So make sure you're at your table with your papers, because some people can have specific papers, like in Te Reo Māori and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
So making sure you go to the right table.
Bro, imagine looking over at another table and it being another language.
You're like, am I doing the wrong exam right now? Oh, my gosh. Full on stressing out. Right.
Yeah. So each standard has three questions that get split up into more questions.
Do they? I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, well, that's for, like, I don't know, math, physics.
Like, actually, no, you're right, though, because I've seen that for, like, English and history and stuff.
So each question would be divided, like, in different subjects,
1A,
kind of.
1B.
Yeah. So, like, question one might be about, I don't know, what's a...
They might say, be about one text or one source or one specific question or, like, skill.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking history, like, perspectives, you know? Whereas, like, for maths, it could be, like, specific, like...
Be like...
Graphs.
Yeah, it'd be like normal distribution for question one.
Yeah,
and
there we
binomial
go.
distribution for number two.
It sounds so smart right now.
Yeah. High IQ.
Yeah. What else are you saying, though, just about this? I didn't actually notice that. It's kind of crazy to think that the NCAA exams are just three questions with more questions
in between. Oh, man. I wish they were just three questions, full stop.
Is that why it's 3 hours? Mind explosion. Oh, my gosh. That is wild.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Actually, no. Some of them are different times. Like, anyways, though.
Yeah.
I was going to say NZQA standards also look like making sure that you've got that clock in front of you. Like, that is... Do you got, like, the projector or something?
Are you talking about the exam room as well?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
So many desks.
Oh, bro. Have you had a chair or, like, a desk that is, like, wobbly and you've had to ask for, like, tissues or something to, like, balance it out?
Nah, that's just you.
Just me.
Yeah.
I think it's maybe because, like, girls hire as crappy as desks, maybe. You guys are newer, so...
I mean, where's your exams? Is it in, like, this huge gym, or...?
Okay, so it's usually in our Wharanui, our assembly hall, which is Ngāpu Waitanga, and the classrooms underneath it.
Hey, wait, like, so does everyone kind of get, like, split up?
Yeah, depending on subjects.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I'm thinking of most of the time I've been in the assembly room, the Ngāpu Waitanga, and they've used the huge-ass projector to just project the time.
Yeah, yeah.
New Zealand time. It's like the same app every time.
Yeah.
To the second, to the millisecond. Yep. You're like, wow, this is great.
Just like can't keeping get it time. Wrong.
Mm.
Yeah, we usually have like clocks all around the gym.
Really?
Yeah, so we have...
Oh, like, I mean, and they're protected by that like wire stuff.
I mean, was it because since we're in a gym, we kind of have like the two clocks that would be used for games anyway. So they're just built in. So we just go by that. And then there'd also be like a projector put up.
Wow, that is so fancy.
So,
yeah. I love how we're still on the third question. Really quickly, in 1 minute, tell me, are tutorials important? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. And should I go to them?
Yes.
I think you should, depending on how confident you are in that subject and what you need to like do to answer the questions.
And I feel like even if you think you are sure, you should go at least once just to make sure.
Yeah.
You
know? Even if it's just like in level one to see what it is like.
Mm.
And then like in level two and three, you're like, oh, I don't need to because I'm confident. Or like... You know, they really helped me, so I'm going to go, you know?
Just so you kind of know what to expect.
Yeah, exactly. Because they can cover things that you might need work on. Mm. All right, last question before we go into our break. What should I expect from special conditions?
Special conditions? I'm not quite sure, actually.
I've heard that it can be, like, from having, like, your preferred language. In terms of like how it's like,
is that also
instead of being in English, it's in Te Reo Māori.
Yeah, is that also the same? Is that also the same thing where like people like can help you read it?
And then people like writing down your answer for you, like you tell them your answer, also doing it digitally. So I know my friend, her teacher was like, "You need to be doing it digitally because this is easier for you." And so ever since she's been doing English essays on
for me as
computer.
Well. Come on.
Like, come on, be nice. Okay, we're gonna go on our break. So thanks for answering that question. We'll be back after this awesome as song called. Let me find it because we need to start introducing. It's called "Coast Roads" by Summer Thieves. We'll be back after the radio after the break. After the break. This is Tiff's Teens and Everything in Between. My name is Jovi. See you soon. It's not time to rest. We're sitting in the car. We're not moving far. Come on now, it's time to go. We are you, me, and the girls in all the rows. Turn on the radio. At the flesh juice that our hometown world in Eden holds. Getting waves every day, that's how we play. Any kind of music, turn it up, let's abuse it. We love the reggae, we love the rock, we love the drum and bass, love the jazz, love the hip hop. We love the metal, we love the ska, and what we do while we're in our car is turn on the radio. At the flesh fuse that our hometown world in Eden holds. Getting waves every day, that's how we play. Any kind of music, turn it up, let's abuse it. We love the reggae, we love the rock, we love the drum and bass, love the jazz, love the hip hop. We love the metal, we love the ska, and what we do while we're in our car is turn on the radio. A little bit.
on the radio.
Welcome back to Tips for Teens and Everything in Between. Hope you enjoyed that song. We just finished off talking about what to expect from special standards. I thought I'd mention too, though, that like you can request to have those special standards. So if you're like, oh my gosh, I want that, try look into it and maybe you can have it happen. Moving on though, what will the day of the exam look like for me, Boaz? What will it look
busy,
like?
Lots of people. Yeah. I mean, depending on what school you go to, if there's lots of people in your school, there's going to be a lot of people the exam day.
Yeah, especially like, do you guys have like a bulletin board where it has like all the lines and stuff that you need to be in?
Yeah.
That is so busy. Bro. Do you have the guy that does the rounds with the sign that's like, line up now?
Yeah, right. Yeah. You got dude with a microphone.
Going like, actually?
Well, what's it called? Like the...
The megaphone?
Yeah, megaphone, yeah.
Wow.
Everyone shut up. No, I'm playing. Not like that.
Oh, I feel like it is like that. But for our school, we just have our NCA teacher. He has the sign that says, line up now. And then he'll come around and like the whole school just be like, all right, lining up now. Lining up. And then you line up and it's just chaos because you're like, wait, which line am I in? Yeah. You need to figure out who you're in front of.
Making sure you get there on time, bro. Because I see so many people, like when you walk in there, you still see people arriving. You're like, what are you doing, man?
Exactly. And when you're lining up and you're seeing people as you're heading in, you're like, you're too late, bro. You're too late. just leave now.
if you're lucky, I mean, I wouldn't consider it lucky, but you know, if while you're walking in, you see someone in your class and they just like sneak in, you know, just in time.
True.
Like, bro.
Can you do that though?
Yeah, at our school, yeah.
Okay. I mean, with ours, it depends if,
until you
ours
enter the gym.
By classroom though. Like, you don't know who you're in front of, just like they're in the same subject as you. Yeah. So like I was always behind this one girl.
You know what? That's
so
true,
I eventually knew that I was always behind her if I had the same subjects because of our NSN number or something.
Yeah.
But then it'd be like, oh, where the heck is my person, my partner? Yeah. Can't find them. Yeah. They've already gone inside.
Yeah. But I completely forgot about that. Like the number, that's the order you need to go in, you know? Because for the mock exams, you could just go in any order just in the same class, you know?
I think to like know where you are in the role as well, because it's by NSN number, you just do it by the last two numbers.
Yeah.
Fun stuff though. Yeah. I hate lining up though. It's just not my cup of tea.
Bro, far out. It's kind of stressful, bro. Far out.
Be the person that gets there early and then see where you are in the bulletin if it's already posted up.
Yeah.
Remember that, okay? Because you don't want to have to go back into the hugest crowd that's accumulated and be like, crap, which line am I in? Just know it. Memorize it, you know?
Yo.
Six. Oh, we already asked question six. Sorry. Question seven. What should I do when I have two exams in one day?
Stay calm, stay hydrated, stay full.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Those are really short answers. Could you evaluate? Wait, sorry, evolve on that.
Make sure you eat food. So you are very full. No, I'm playing.
I was like, he's going to go into full speech right now. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. What should you do when you have two exams in one day?
Honestly,
be prepared, honestly.
Yeah. You know? For me, like you just like suck it up and stay at school the whole day.
Yeah.
I have the fortune of being in a school that is in the center of the city, so I can go buy food or hang out at the library and stuff when I want. But I would suggest studying before if you're like just to get it in there, like, you know, reiterate what you need to be knowing.
Just double checking in your head.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. If you know that you have two exams in one day, don't forget that, because I had it one time where I bussed back home and then I was like, oh, shoot, I have an exam, and had to bus back home. And I was just like, bus back to school. It's very stressful.
Yeah.
But because you're going to be at school for like a whole day, pack food, like Boaz said.
Yeah.
Just like make sure it's nutritional food. Like an apple or something.
Sandwich.
Yeah.
healthy sandwich.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Healthy sandwich. What kind of sandwiches are you having, bro?
I don't know, my mum makes them. No, I'm playing.
Love mum. Love mum for that.
Yes, sir.
What else is there to know about when having two exams in one day?
I mean, it's the exact same thing. You just have two, you know?
Yeah, basically. So make sure that you, I was going to say, make sure that you get all the info you need about where you need to line up for both of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Our first one gets posted, like for the exams in the morning, they get posted.
Yeah.
And then they get taken down and the evening ones are up. So I can't do that. I would recommend it though, if you can.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you can find out which line you're in.
If it's possible.
Keep it in mind and then carry on with life until you have your exam.
Yeah.
And then you can stress or just, whatever.
Yeah.
I would not recommend stressing, guys, because that's like the one
thing.
Calm. It'll be your one downfall for an exam, I feel like, because you're like, oh my goodness, I need. And you just like lose all memory of like what you need to be writing down. Yeah.
Fully.
And I would recommend not getting confident, too confident about your exam. You're like, yeah, I got two exams.
Yeah.
I already know what to do. Do you really, though? Because you're going to get into there and then be like.
And then be like, I didn't study for the question.
What? I didn't learn this. Stressing. Don't stress. Make sure that you're calm and collected.
Absolutely.
Stay calm. Stay cool. All right. Next question for you, Boaz. What are things you should not do during your exams?
Look over at someone else's desk, like, I don't know, cheat.
I was waiting for you to say the most easiest thing was no cheating.
No cheating.
Don't cheat.
You know? I mean, I guess looking over at someone else's desk is considered cheating.
Yeah, but I feel like you do it just to see what their progress is like.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Are you ahead of
that's
me
true.
Or are you doing worse than me? You know? Like, make yourself feel better.
I mean, normally the desks are too far away to even
see. Exactly. Or so they have like, really messy writing. I'm not saying I do this, by the way. I'm just saying I notice these things.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's astute observation. I was going to say that what you should not do is not have a metal bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I had a metal bottle one time. It was,
man. Did they just take the water off you? Like, what do they do?
No. Okay, they're surprisingly, like, for NCA, they're very strict on rules, obviously.
Yeah.
And so they're very, like, clear bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah? It can't even have any labels on it or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah? And so here's me with my blacked out. It was blacked out. It was a bottle, and it was colored. And it was a hydro flask, and I dropped it. And... That is the most anxiety-inducing thing ever.
No, wait. When you dropped it, did it make, like, tons of noise and then
like
everyone looked at you?
Like, the biggest clang ever because it's a metal bottle. It was stressful. I was just...
Unlucky,
I let it... I was like, oh, my gosh, because everyone looks at you. They're like, who was that? And then you have to, like, reach down and grab it and...
Oh, man.
I didn't put it back on my desk. I put it next to my feet because I was like, ain't no way I'm letting it drop again.
Oh, my gosh.
Anything else there?
Metal bottle? Nah. Anything else?
A lot of people bring their really nice watches and then they either like have to get them taken off them or like they have to keep them in their tote bags or whatever they bring.
Mm.
Oh, recommendation. Don't bring your normal school bag. Don't be a turtle.
Oh.
Just bring like a tote bag. Actually, I don't think would carry around tote bags.
It kind of depends like if you're staying for two exams or one, you know, because
exactly.
Some people just don't even bring a bag, you know,
bring your
pens, calculator,
whatever you need.
They just
bring their clear Ziploc bag.
Yeah. Like, it's all you need, you know, and your water bottle, of course.
What's the equivalent of a tote bag for a guy?
I don't know. Same thing, except hold it.
What about those bags that go around, the chest?
Duffel bag? Yeah.
Maybe you guys can be gangsters and bring that instead of your normal school bag.
Oh, are you talking about, like, the Ishe bags?
Yeah, I was.
Bro, I used to wear one of those.
What?
Yeah, like, was
oh
I think
my
I was,
gosh.
Like, end of year 10.
I'm glad you stopped.
Yeah.
I'm glad you stopped.
Nah, look swag as. Had all my possessions in that bag. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I take back what I said. Don't bring a tote bag or an Ishe bag that you swing across
the torso. No Ishe bags around here.
Just bring your Ziploc bag, what you need, and a sizable bag, not your big ass school bag. Don't be a turtle. next question. How to expect the unexpected? What are things that I should be prepared for happening that I might not have accounted for happening?
Your pen running out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Fire up. Your pen running out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens more than you'd like to.
Bro.
Like, if you have a trusty pen, It's not trusty in an exam, bro.
Happened to my mock exams, bro. I bring 3 pens. They all ran out.
Oh, it happened with me too. I always bring a double up. I feel like based on your logic, then we should have triple ups. So bring 4 pens at least that you can trust, but
honestly,
not trust.
If you're about to leave the house to go to the exam and you see a pen lying there, just bring it, you know.
Yeah.
That might save
as
your life.
As many pens as possible, to be honest. Know? Just start collecting them now. Make sure you have enough.
Just straight up.
I was going to say, I had a note down, which was make sure you bring your water bottle that is plastic and not metal. Mm-hmm. Don't want to be like Jovi, who made a big commotion.
Could never.
It happens so many times, though. Have you not had someone with a metal bottle and they just like, it drops or something?
No, we've had something way worse. We've had this dude who like farted really loud. And far out.
It
was the most funny thing ever because it went on for ages.
What, like it was really long?
Yeah. And I was like, how do you mess up that
was
bad?
It like anxiety maybe?
Probably. Oh my gosh.
I'm glad that hasn't
happened
to me.
Dude, the whole exam room just like, you could just hear everyone just start like giggling. I was like,
oh my gosh. I'm glad that hasn't happened. Maybe in that case, just like,
Go to the bathroom. Yeah.
If you're a guy, maybe. I don't know. I've never had that happen in my all-girls school. You told me last time it was something to do batteries for your calculator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that important?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Those ran out as well during my mock exams.
Oh, you've just been through it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Anything else?
Nah. Don't think so. I mean, that's the problems that I've had, you know? Right. Yeah. What about you? Anything?
No, not really. Just the water bottle incident. That was a whole... making sure your phone is on silent because so many people have received calls and you're like, I wonder who's calling them right now.
Bro.
Too bad they can't answer, you know?
Make sure your alarms are off because
Yes. I was going to say, especially if you have like a distinctive like ringtone or sign because you'll know it's your phone. You'll be like, oh, crap.
Yeah. Bro, just like that Apple alarm, like the ding, ding, ding.
Basically.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. All right. That is the end of our episode.
Hey.
Tips and tricks for your exams. Hopefully we were helpful in you preparing for your exams. Maybe you've already had your exams. I don't think so. I don't know when this episode's airing out. So we'll see.
We'll see.
Don't blame us if you fail. I'll cut that out, actually. We're going to see you guys in the next episode. This was JV.
And Boaz.
And this is Tips for Teens and Everything in Between. And we'll see you in the next episode. Have a good rest of your day, guys.
Later.
Bye.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices. Or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.